bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're looking at the topic, preparing your child for marriage. During the past century, the average age for marriage has dropped so that marriages of teenagers today are common. Realizing that more and more young people are marrying at younger and younger ages, it's reasonable that you should be concerned with the standards that your children hold as they prepare for marriage. I'm sure that you'd like your children to have successful marriages, marriages in which they would have God's blessings upon their home. This kind of a home is possible. In fact, this kind of a home is predictable if both the husband and the wife enter into the marriage with their standards and attitudes toward the home established and controlled by God. And so, you need to prepare your children for this step. There are three major themes in the Bible that pertain to marriage. If you can teach these to your children, you'll have done much toward ensuring the success of their home. The first theme stands out clearly in 2 Corinthians 6:14, where the Bible says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." Other passages also teach the same theme. There can be no compromise over the principle. God's Word demands that believers separate themselves from unbelievers in all areas of life. The area of marriage is particularly sensitive to the issue because it calls for such closeness of contact between two people. Unless both of them agree on the spiritual issues of life, the marriage can have no guarantee of success for them. Many studies of the home have shown the importance of a basic philosophical agreement between the husband and the wife in the matter of religious beliefs. It's important that your children be brought up with the attitude that they will seek out someone of a like belief before entering into a marriage. You can help your children by setting a consistent example for them in your own marriage and by showing them the importance of the principle. A second theme rests upon Ephesians 5:22. Paul teaches here, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord." 1 Peter 3:1 echoes the teaching by saying, "Wives, be in subjection to your own husbands." Since the time of Adam and Eve, God's plan has been that the husband should lead the home and that the wife should submit herself to his leadership. In these days of the so-called liberated woman, it's important that you lead your daughter to accept God's principle that the man should lead the home. That doesn't mean that her husband won't take her feelings into account. However, he must lead the overall direction of the home. That's why the Apostle Paul wrote that the wife should reverence or respect her husband. Unless he's the kind of man that she can respect, she'll never be able to submit her will to his. Before the marriage, your daughter should be sure that she respects the leadership of her fiancé. A final theme establishes the great principle of love. The cardinal standard for the husband occurs in Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives. Physical attraction, intellectual compatibility, enjoyment of the same pleasures, any or all of these may enter into the initial contact, but unless unselfish love exists, there is no basis for marriage. You parents can do a great deal by leading your children, particularly your sons, to understand the principle of love between a husband and a wife. The primary way that you do this is by setting an example of love for one another that he'll see on a daily basis as he grows up. These three principles, the unequal yoke, the husband's leadership, and an unselfish love, are the foundation stones upon which you build a successful home. It is your responsibility as Christian parents to both demonstrate and teach these principles to your children.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.